Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. On this week's podcast, I want to talk to you about something that's very near and dear to your heart, your competition. And I want to specifically talk to you about how to love your competition. Now, I could hear what you're saying now. Mace, are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? Well, here's the point. You know, there were many competitors that I liked, but I also had competitors that I despised. And the bottom line is, competitors make our life difficult and challenging at times. But I realized something early on. You see, the more I hated my competitors, over time, the more I loved them. Now, this will make sense in a moment. Let me tell you a little bit about some of the competition that I had. I had competition that wasn't always playing fair. In fact, I think I could safely say that a few of my competitors were not the most respected people in the community. I mean, they just constantly took an approach to the business with underhanded tactics, and they would lie about their competition, people like me. Of course, I took that personally. And it just infuriated me and everyone else who competed with them. As you can imagine, I had a tendency, and also many of my other competitors who didn't like the bad competitors, had this urge to want to go to our customers and blow the whistle on these people. They weren't good people, and we wanted our customers to know it. But this was not a good tactic. In fact, it is never a good tactic. Why? Because even though these competitors may seem underhanded and nasty to you, to many of your customers, they're friends. They're respected members of the healthcare team who provide goods and services to them. And until these people do something that reflects some other perception, they are going to look upon you, if you're bad-mouthing them, as just someone who's spreading sour grapes. It's not a good thing. I had one competitor in particular, and he was constantly bad-mouthing me, bad-mouthing my company, my products. And I knew that he was not the most upstanding member of the medical sales community. And I did the only thing that I could do. I went out there and just dealt with it by selling my products. I positioned my products against his products the best that I could. But even though I had to fight the urge to really spill the beans on this guy, I never did it because the results would have been counterproductive. In time, this guy's reputation caught up with him, and his key customers learned who he really was, and he was banished from most of his hospitals, and in fact, he lost so much business that his company fired him. So if you have any competitors who are truly dirtbags, if you'll pardon the expression, take comfort in the fact that sooner or later, their behavior and their approach to this business will hang them. The only thing that really, really matters when you're out there selling is your products and your services and what they can do for the healthcare provider and the patient. Don't worry about what your competitors are doing or what they are saying because you have no control over it. Again, you have zero, none, nada control over anything that they do or say. The one thing you can do is control what you do and say. Now, here's one reason that you should love your competitors. The reason is because they add stress to your life. That's right. They add stress to your life, and you should love them for it. Now, I could hear you again. You're saying, Mace, what are you talking about? I should love my competition because they add stress to my life? Exactly. Let me give you an example. In the past years in Yosemite National Park, the gray wolf population had declined to the point where the wolves were almost non-existent. It was decided to add gray wolves back to the park, that this would be good for the park, it would be good for the ecology. Well, this certainly was a good thing for the wolves. I mean, let's face it, Yosemite National Park is a nice place to live if you're a wolf. The wolves flourished once they were added back. But an interesting thing was noted about some of the other animals, such as the elk in the park. You see, the elk became better elk because of the wolves. You see, the wolves added a level of stress that the elk had not experienced for some time while the wolves were absent. And as a result of the wolf's absence, the elk had developed more of a livestock mentality and behavior, you know, in other words, just grazing and letting things happen. Does that sound like any sales reps you know? You see, a healthy level of stress is good. I have always loved my competitors because they were a strong motivator for me to get up every morning and be the best that I can be. To learn all that I could about my products and how to position my products against my competitors became my daily goal. And it was because my competitors motivated me to do this and to truly understand my customers at a much deeper level and to strive to deliver the solutions to the problems that plagued my customers the most. I guess there is something about someone who is a competitor, that man or woman who is trying to unseat your product or service and replace it with their own. In other words, they're eating into your income and potentially threatening your style of living and your family's well-being. Pretty hard to love those people. But again, when they're doing those things, that, my friends, is what I mean by a healthy level of stress. I'm not suggesting that you should run out and hug and kiss your competitors, but I'm suggesting that you respect them just as a warrior respects his adversary. If you have tough competitors, just know that you need to be just as tough and a bit more prepared and smarter than they are. Figure out what your competition does well, find their weaknesses, and position your products and services to take them out and keep them out. But always, always be grateful for your competition, because when you take a professional approach to medical sales, your competition forces you to be the best that you can be, so you don't just settle into your comfort zone and graze like those elk did in Yosemite National Park. Think of your competition as the wolves that add just the right amount of stress to your life to make you the best that you can be. And by all means, if you're succeeding in what you're doing and your competition has something to do with it, then you should feel the love. Thanks for taking some time to spend it with me this week on Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I hope that you'll join us every week as I try to bring tips to you that will help drive success in your sales career in medical sales. And remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.